We're going to learn here a nekuda that the Rebbe says in the Sicha, in the Lakut Yisicha's Chelek Yud Beis, Bahar Beis. The general idea of the Sicha is to explain a din in ribis. We know that a great issur in the Torah is not to take ribis from a yid. But when it comes to a goy, the halacha is that it's got a mitzvah to take ribis from a goy. To give a halva, you give a loan to a goy, and take ribis. And the obvious question is, what's this inyan? I mean, this that there's no aveira to take ribis from a goy is pashut. That's the normal way in this world of ribis to take interest. But why would there be a mitzvah to take ribis? And I think the nekuda of the answer is a beautiful vort, and that is that the Rebbe explains by analyzing what is the story with the ribis money. When a lender gets money of interest, and of course the Eibusher said you're not allowed to do it. But what's the pshat? There's two ways to learn it. One way to learn it is that the money never became the lender's. There's, even though the borrower agreed to give the interest, but since Hashem said you're not allowed to do this, so the money never became the lender's, and so it's like gneva. It's something that doesn't belong to him. That's one way to understand it. Therefore, if you took it, you stole, and you have to give it back. The other way to understand ribis is no. Being that the borrower agreed to give the money, to give the interest, and the lender took it, so it's really the lender's. However, there is an aveira. There was an aveira done, and therefore there's a chiv to give it back. But that's all. It's a concept of a mitzvah to give something back. Not that be'etza monetarily, that money still belongs to the borrower. And the nekuda of this sicha is to explain, what the Rebbe is going to tell us, that the second approach is the correct approach. That ribis money was given in good faith, the borrower agreed to give it, and therefore the money really belongs to the lender. Now you're not allowed, it's an aveira, and therefore you have to return it, but it's money that right now belongs to the malva, belongs to the lender, and he has a chiyuv to give it back. Once you understand that approach, then the Rebbe comes in the end of the Sikha and explains that that's why there's a mitzvah to take ribis from a goy. Because we know that everything that belongs to a yid, so if it belongs to you, you have the ability to elevate it and to purify it and to b'lashon hakabbalah, to be mevarad in itzutzes. So b'meila, being that the money of ribis really belongs to the malva, belongs to the lender, so if a yid has the ability to make money of a goy belong to him, in a way that's proper, that's permissible, al pi halacha, then it's a positive thing. You should do that in order to be mevarir that money. And that's why takya by a yid is usur to take from another yid. But by a goy where there is no isur, it actually turns into a mitzvah. Because again, being that this money belongs to you, rightfully so, therefore as a yid you have the opportunity and the responsibility to be mevarir and to be maila, to elevate this money of the goy. That is the simple gist of what the Rebbe is saying in this sikha. However, in order to get to this point and to understand this concept, that the ribis money really belongs to the malva, and it's not like the other approach that I said, the first approach, that it really remains in the loiva's possession, that the Rebbe goes into a very interesting pilpul. And we'll see how the Rebbe learns it, it learns, has a chidush, and learns different than others, and even great achreinim, in a very, very beautiful way, and that's the idea that I'm going to try to explain here in this short shir, Emir Sahashem. So the story is like this. There is a big machlekes hapoiskim, the Rebbe gets into it in Oiz Beis, and that is, once ribis was taken, and again, of course, you're not allowed to take ribis, a malva is not allowed to take ribis from a loiva, the borrower is not allowed to take from the lender, is not allowed to take from the borrower ribis. But what if ribis was taken? So now the malva has an extra $100 that he took from the loiva. And then the malva comes to the loiva and says, you know what, I want to do tshuva, I want to give it back. And the loiva wants to be meichel the malva. He wants to be meichel the halva. He wants to say, beseder, I'm meichel. Could a loiva be meichel the chayv of ribis? Again, I hope I'm not being repetitious. The malva took an extra $100. And now the leiva is telling the malva, you know what? I know that min hadin, you really have to give me the $100. I am moichel the $100. Hold on to it. Does the leiva have the ability, the power to be meichel the $100 that the Malva owes him. And this is the source of a big machlekes. The Rosh in Bab Metzia, Perek Yizel Neshach, brings that the Goinim said that a Leve cannot be meichel the Chayv of Ribbis. He doesn't have the ability to be meichel the Chayv of Ribbis. And Alderach said, the Rambam in Hilchas Malva Leve brings this Shitas HaGoinim, and he says, no, that the Leve does not have the ability to be meichel. Farvas. What's the pshat? I mean, always when one person owes another person money, the one who the money is owed to him can always be meichel the chayv, he meichel the debt. Why by ribis should you not be able to be meichel? So they say pashut, because kol ribis sheba'ila mechilahi, aval ha'teira le'mochala, v'asara mechilazu, lefichach ein ha'mechila me'elas beribis. In other words, they say, mechila, every ribis is mechila. Initially, when the borrower said, I'm going to pay you $100 extra, he was meichel that $100. He did it willingly. And nevertheless, Hashem says, I don't allow this. So if Hashem didn't allow it at the beginning of the, you know, when this debt was made, Hashem said, I don't want you paying extra. So now that the debt was already repaid and the extra was already given, it has to be given back. And the Levit doesn't have the ability to be meichel, just like he didn't have the right to be meichel it initially. So that's the Shita of the Goinim. However, the Rosh himself disagrees with that Shita, and the Rambam disagrees with that Shita. And the Halachitak is not like that Shita. Not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, even though this is a big Shita that's brought, the Rosh brings the Shita Sagoinim, and the Rambam brings the Shita Sagoinim, nevertheless, all of the other Rishonim, again, the Rosh himself, and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, Lahalacha Lamaisa, everyone paskins Lepoyol, that Mechila does work for Ribbis. Now, even though the Svara that the Goinim said is a very strong Svara, the fact is that initially, when it came to taking the loan in the first place, when the Levi wanted to say, I'm okay with paying an extra $100, the Torah says, no, you're not allowed to. So the Goinim are right that the Levi didn't have the ability to be Meichel, the Chayv of the Ribbis initially. Good. However, the halach is no, ein hachinami, initially when it came to actually, you know, taking a loan with ribbis and initially paying the ribbis, you're not allowed to. But once the ribbis was already paid to the malva, and now the malva has a chiv to pay it back. This chiv that the malva has of paying back the ribbis, this, the halacha is, that the loiva is allowed to be meichel that chiv. No, so the question is, what's taka the depth of the svar of the goinim? No, what did they say? I mean, they said because the Torah didn't allow the leiva to be meichel the chayv. The emes. However, but as the all the other shittas and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, everyone points out emes. Initially, the Torah didn't allow the chayv to be in other words, initially the Torah didn't allow the leiva to be meichel and say, I don't mind giving ribbis. That's true. But at the end of the story, afterward, now there's a debt. Now the malva has to pay back the money. So if the malva has to pay back the money to the leiva, why can't the leiva be meichel this chayv? So the Rebbe brings a beautiful vart beer from the Ritva. The Ritva over there on the sugi in Bab Metzia and Yizah Neshach. And the Ritva writes the following. I'll say the Lashon. He says, Tvius ribis lehavi kishar tvius begezel ve'eino kayitza bohen. Di isle al chavrei shibud momin. By regular, let's say someone stole. So someone stole and he comes, he wants to pay the guy back. And the guy says, you know what, I'm meichel meichel. So then it works. Why does it work? Because when the ganav stole from the other person, so the ganav really has money by him that belongs to the nignav. The ganav stole money from someone else. That other person has a shibud mamin. He has money by the ganav, either the actual chafetz that he stole or the monetary value of what he stole. So there's an actual shibud mamin. In other words, when a ganav wants to pay back what he stole, why is he paying back? Because there's money in his pocket that belongs to the other person. So being that the ganav is coming to pay back the money that the other person owns, that is, So the owner can say, you know what? I'm relinquishing my ownership. I'm moichel the chayv. After all, the ganiv is paying back because he's holding on to money of another person. There's a shibud mamon that the other person has in the ganiv. So therefore, the other person says, I'm moichel the shibud that I have by you. Says the Ritva, but over here, by Ribis, here it's a chiyuv shechiyuv hakosuv lahachzir isur shebola. De chiyuva de rama alei rachmonohu. The Ritva is saying a gewaltige thing. Ribis, the malva is not holding anything that belongs to the leva, because the leva gave it to the malva. The leva gave it to him in good faith, and the malva doesn't owe him anything. Nervous. He has a chidush klape shamayim. The Eibishter said that it's usur for you to take this money, and therefore you have a chiyuv to give it back. So I'm skipping a couple lines, but the Ritva says, aval hocho la shamayim hu chayiv. V'kivon shekein leitoyil lei michilas chaveri. So the Ritva is saying a beautiful thing. He's saying the reason why the leiva can't be meichel is because the leiva doesn't own anything. When does mechila work? Mechila works when someone owes me something because I have a shibud mamon by them. They stole something from me. They lent something from me. They took something from me. So if I have a certain if I have a certain shibud mamon by them, I have a certain monetary value by them, I can be moichel that monetary value. However, by Ribis, says the Ritva, the malva is not holding anything from the leva. And b'meila, elamai has a chiyuv from the Torah to give money to the leva, to pay, to give something back. But it's not the leva's. If it's not the leva's, the leva can't be moichel. Says the Rebbe, that is the emek of the shita sage'enim. I mean, if you look into Aris, you'll see it's interesting. There's an Avi Nezer that learns somewhat how differently, Hara 19. I'm not going to go into it now, but the Rebbe is very strong that this Ritva is the Pshat in Shitas HaGeinim. It says, the Geinim who say, Mechila Le'mahani. Why Mechila Le'mahani? So the Geinim said, because, Kol Ribe Shema'elam Mechilahu. I understand, but the Mechila was at the beginning of the Chayiv. Now we're talking about the end of the Chayiv. So the Ritva is explaining to us the Emek of that svara of the Goinim. The nekuda of the svara is that in every ribis, the monetary thing was given from the leva to the malva willingly. And therefore, the leva doesn't own anything by the malva. The malva owns the money. Elamai, there's a iser veheter dikechiyuv on the malva to pay money. That iser veheter, the leva is not a bailim over that iser veheter, over that chiyuv, over that mitzvah, and therefore, mechila lemahani. Comes out, Legabi, the first shaila that we had in our shir here tonight, is what's the gedder of Ribis? Is the gedder that the malva never really got the money? It's not his, so he has to give it back. Or pshat is the malva got the money, it's his, and now he has a chiyuv to give it to the leiva. So according to this shita sagoinim, we see very clearly that it's the second way. The shita sagoinim is that the malva got the money, and it's 100% his, and it's so, and he has a chiyuv to give it. He has a chiyuv klape shamayim to give it to the leiva. But it's so much his that the leiva has nothing here in order to be meichel. That is legabe shitas hagoinim, and that's pashut. The big shaila is, what about the other shita? Which is the shita, as we said, the shita hahalach, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the shita of the Rambam, the shita of the Rosh. And all of them say mechila does work by ribis. So why does Mechila, why do they hold, and why is the halacha that Mechila does work by Ribis? So over here, we're going to see there is one way of learning, which I'm going to share with you. And then there's what the Rebbe is Mechadesh in the beer of this Shita. So the first way of learning is Lechura Gans Pashut. And that's the way that Avni Nezer learns. If you look in Ha'ara 22, there's a whole Arichas Dekeh Ha'ara, and the Rebbe brings there the Avni Nezer. And that is the following. That the Shitas HaHalacha, the Shita that's Chelik and the Ge'enim, Takya understands the way Ribis works differently. Now the other Shita holds that the way Ribis works is that the money really became, the money never became the Malvas. Hey, yes, that the Eibishter said, you're not allowed to take Ribis. So Mele, the money remains the Levis. And therefore, that's why the Malva has to give it back, because it's not his. It's just like a gneva. Just like a Gneva, when a Ganav takes money from someone else, so the money never really becomes him. There's money that's in his pocket that really belongs to the Nignav. Alderech's over here. There's money in the Malvis pocket that really belongs to the Leva. Ebazei, we understand the Shita Sahalocha and of these Rishonim that say that Mechila Mahani Beribis, because since it really belongs to the Leva, because it never became the Malvis, so therefore the Leva could be Meichel, just like a Ganav could be Meichel. That's how the Avni Nezer understood the other Shita, which Ebazei. It comes out rather a very simple and a very Geshmak and Machlekes, if Mechila Mahani Beribis or Mechila Le Mahani Beribis is a Kasha of, is the money the Malvis, really? And he has a mitzvah to give it back. So then the Levi can't be Meichel, it's not his to be Meichel, it's a mitzvah. Or Mechila Mahani Beribis, because the money never became the Malvis, it's really still the Levis. And if that's why the Malvis chayev to give it back, and that's why the Leiva could be Meichel. Azayet erge learned, azayet erge teiched Avdi Nezer. Ganz poshut. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Haolam, Melech Shachal Neimid Vareh. Furthermore, to say, to show how this is even more gishmak, so there's another piece of the puzzle, which Avdi Nezer also talks about. That is, really fits in very nicely, L'shitosei. And that is the following. There is the Sefer HaMitzvus L'Harambam, where the Rambam writes and enumerates all the mitzvahs, kiyadua, the mitzvahs ase, mitzvahs leisase. The Ramban, who wrote many asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, has at the end of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has the mitzvahs ase that he adds, and the mitzvahs leisase that he adds. In other words, being that he argues a certain mitzvahs ase that the Rambam counts as mitzvahs ase. The Ramban says they're not, and Alderach said the leisaseis. So b'meila he has others that he adds in their place because everyone is masking to what the Gemara says that there's 248, that there's 613 mitzvahs. So if you take off one mitzvah, you have to add another one. Al kaponim, in the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Rambam, there's from the Ramban where he added the list of mitzvahs that in his opinion the Rambam missed out. One of those mitzvahs, in fact, is the last one. The mitzvahs asei that the Ramban adds, he says, is the mitzvah of returning ribbis. As he says, and I'm going to read the Lashon, Shenitztavinu lahachzir haribbis shelakachnu me'achinu. That you have to return ribbis. It's a pasuk, v'cheyachichayimach, the Gemara Darshans, b'messiah samachbeis, that you have to return the ribbis. So the Ramban says that's a mitzvah sase. No, but the Rambam didn't count it. Zogt in Megillas Esther over there the Mefedush and the Sefer HaMitzvah is nearly Kimashele mino horav. Why didn't the Rambam count this mitzvah? Hoyo lefishi nechleles b'mitzvahs hashovas hagzeila. In other words, the Rambam didn't write mitzvahs hashovas ribis because that's nechlel mitzvahs hashovas hagzeila. Kimashele mono gam ke mitzvahs hashovas ha'oisik. If you cheat someone, you have to return it. He didn't say that. So it says the Megillas Esther that there was no reason for the Rambam to be moina the mitzvahs hashavas ribis because it's nichlal mitzvahs hashavas hagzeil. Interesting machlik is the Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban says that you count as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei, the mitzvah to return ribis. And the Rambam doesn't count it, and Miglas Esther explains, because the Rambam holds that this is nichlal mitzvahs hashavas hagzeil. L'chure b'me pligi, the Rambam and Ramban. Zok, the Rabbi Nezer. He doesn't say it exactly in the way that I'm saying it, but I think this is the Teichen Hadvorim. He says, beautiful. He says, they're arguing in this machleik is gufa. What's the gather of ribis? If ribis becomes something that the malve owns, like we said before, like in Shita Sageinim, that really the loive gave it away to the malve with his full agreement, and therefore now the malve owns it. Elamai, there's a din that Abishur said the malve has to give it back to the loive. Then this has nothing to do with gzeila, because it's a new chiyuv klapei shmaya that you have to return ribis even though really it's yours. So it has nothing to do with gzeila. So that would be the shitas haramban that the ramban counted this as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei mitzvah achzoras ribis because really it doesn't belong with mitzvah achzoras gzeila. It's a whole different type of a gather. Mashenk in the Rambam, who according to the Megillah says they're the reason why the Rambam didn't count mitzvah achzoras ribis as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, is because it's nichlal in the mitzvah shavas hagzeila. What's the pshat? Muzayin, that the Rambam held taki the other way. The Rambam held that the pshat of ribis is that the Eibishter didn't allow the malve to take it, and therefore it's still the leves. And therefore, the Malva has to give back the Levi the Ribis because he has money from the Levi in his pocket. Eba Zeh, it's mamish like Zela. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't have to count it as a Misur Bifnei Atzma because really, essentially, it's Hashavas Gzela. Says the Avni Nezer, so it fits beautifully. The Rambam taka holds that Mechila Mahani Beribis. Why? Which means the way the Avni Nezer explained why Mechila, why does Mechila help? Because it's really the Levi's money. It's the Levi's money in the Malva's pocket. So the Malva has to give it back because he has the Levi's money in his pocket. So the Levi could be Meichel the money in his pocket. Kumtes, as the Rambam Leshita Seiko Ozil. The same Rambam who holds that Mechila Mahani Beribis because it is the Levi's money in the Malva's pocket, that same Rambam holds that you don't need a special mitzvah for Achzoras Ribis because it's the mitzvah of Shabbos Hagzela. So this is very much Mechazik. This is L'chura very much Mechazik, the Mahalach of the Avni Nezer. That the Balei Hashita, the one who holds that Mechila Mahani B'Ribis is because they hold that the Geder of Ribis and the Geder of Achzoras Ribis is that the money never became the Malvas. And because the money never became the Malvas, therefore he's chayiv to return it to the Leva. And that's why the Leva has the ability to be Meichel commission his boy. That's the Mahalach HaKloli of the Avni Nezer. Zokt aber the Rebbe in Likutei Sichas, and especially in that Hora 22, the Rebbe is not mekabel this biur, and he asks anid akushi alimta. That is because we said already before that this shita that mechila mahani beribis. So this shita is taki the shita of the halacha, and it's the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch that all pasked mechila mahani beribis. Zokt the Rebbe. The same Beis Yosef and the same Shulchan Aruch Paskins. For the name is from the Nemuchi Yosef over there in his own Neshach. Who brings it from the Rashba and the Ram? He Paskins that there's a din that Ribis Ktsutza Yetze B'dayonim. That if there's Ribis, that's Ribis Midiraisa, so the Dayonim come and they tell a person, you must pay, the Malva must pay it back to the Leva. Says the Beis Yosef, Hainu Leimar, the Kefin Esei, Kidei Sheyikayim HaMitzvah. Avalein, Bezdin Yerdin Linechosov. In other words, Taki Yetze, what does it mean that Yetze Bedayonim? A person took Ribis, Midiraisa, the Dayonim come and say, you must give it back to the Leva. Why did the Dayonim come and force him? Because you force a person to be Mekayim HaMitzvah. But do you go to his nechosim, to his possessions, and he starts selling his nechosim? Zakt Beis Yosef nei. For vas nit? Because the din of kefin esei lekayim hamitzvah is only a kfi on the person. You tell him he has to do his mitzvahs, but it's not a monetary shibud that you start selling his house for it. And then under in the what's called the Shuli Agilian, under the orders, the Rebbe brings, and even though there are Shittas Yibin Shalamach Nefrayim, that says that the Shittas HaRosh is that even Yerdin L'Nechosov, he says why? Because he holds that in order to make a person be Mekayim HaMitzvah, you force him also by taking his money. In other words, and there the Rebbe brings a number of Marmekemis from a Samach Tzadik and a Ktsos that talk about the sinyan of how far do you go in order to force a person to do a mitzvah. Is there only a Shibud HaGuf or is it also a Shibud HaMomen? There's a number of Sarachions, there's Tiris, the Samach Tzadik talks about it, and the Ktsos talks about it. That's a pilpul b'fnei atzmei. But the Rebbe says over here that whether the halachi here is like the Beis Yosef Paskins, that it's only kefen esev at in yerdin l'nechosav. And even Ladas Machne Ephraim that says that according to the Rosh, it's Yeh Yerdin Lanon Chosef. But it's clear from all of these Peskim that the reason why Bezdin forces the person to pay, forces the Malva to pay, is because of the din of Kefin Ese Lekayim HaMitzvah. Now, according to the Mahalach of the Avni Nezer, that the reason he has to pay is because he has the Leva's money in his pocket, like a Ganev. So that's not a din of Kefin Ese Lekayim HaMitzvah. If a person steals and the Bezdin comes and collects the money from his house and from his estate, it's not because we're being koyfe into Mekayim the mitzvah. It's because he has money of the Levi here. So the Levi has a shibud momin by the nignav, if you stole from someone. So the owner has monetary value in your house. So Bezdin comes and takes your nechasim and sells them.
But over here we see when it comes to the achzaras haribis, that the malve is chayiv to pay the leiva, the whole reason why we force him is only because we're forcing him to do a mitzvah. Is a raya, says the Rebbe, nisht vidavni nezer. But that lekuliyal, and again, the Rebbe is being mitayeg this from the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, who they pask in the Mechila Mahani. That lekuliyal side the shita says Mechila Mahani, side the shita says Mechila Lemani. All of them agree to the yisoid that the Ritva said for the shita sagainim, and that is that be'etzem. The money definitely belongs to the malva, because the levi gave it away to the malva willingly. And it's only a chiyuv min hashamayim. It's a gather of a mitzvah that the Eibishter said that you're not allowed to do it, and therefore you have to give back the money. So what's the difference if the levi could or can't be meichel? The Rebbe says we have to say something else. And that is like this. Even though the reason you're giving back the money is only to be mekayim your mitzvah klapei shmayim. But what is the mitzvah? The Gaonim learned that the mitzvah is a mitzvah klapei shmayim mamish. Hashem said you have to pay. And therefore it's a mitzvah klapei shmayim, so the leiva has no say in this whatsoever. Because the leiva has no say, he can't be meichel, has nothing to do with him. The malva has a chiv to the Eibishter to pay the money. The leiva has no say in the matter. Mashenkin, the Rosh and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha Lepoel, they hold that the Eibishter's mitzvah is that the Malve has to take the money and give that money back to the person who he took it from. Ein hachenami, that person gave it away. Ein hachenami, the levu was maskim to give it to the malva. But the Eibishter says, I didn't want you to take it from him. And therefore, you have to take that money, and I'll say the Lashon of the Rebbe Nesicha, lahachzir es hamomin, shechiser es chaveirei shalei kedin. V'haynu sheneschayiv mitzad mitzvah zu, bechiv lechaveirei. Thus, Zok the Rebbe, and again, I hope I'm not being repetitious, but the Rebbe is saying, so different than the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer learnt that the Shitas HaHalacha, that Mahani Mechila, is because this is not a Chiyuv Klapei Shmaya, it's not a Mitzvah Dikizach. It's Pashut that the money never became the Malvas. So as we said, the Levis money is in the Malvas pocket. The Rebbe says no. Then that doesn't fit with the halacha that it's only mitzvah kefenesi lekayim a mitzvah. Rather, lekuli alma, the money became the malvas and became the malvas fully, and it's just a mitzvah that he has to give it back. The difference between the Gaonim versus the Rambam and the Rosh and the halacha is this mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah klapei shmaya? Where it's a mitzvah that the Eibishter said, go give the money back to that person who you took it from. Oh, so the halacha is, and the Rambam holds, and the Rosh holds, that being that the mitzvah is to go give it to that person, so that person could be Michael and says, you don't have to give it to me, because the mitzvah was to give him the money that was taken away from him. Oh, Fraxik Lishaila, but what about that Rambam that argued with the Ramban and the Bir of the Megillas Esther? Now, there's Lepeil, the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Hachzoras Ribis as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. And the Megillas Esther explained, because like Hashavas Gzela. So on that, the Avni Nezer tainud that if it's only a subsidian of a mitzvah and an iser, was it after with Hashavas Gzela? Hashavas Gzela is a nin momini. So the Rebbe deals with that over here in the Shulei Hagilin, also in Ha'orah 22, and he says, V'yesh leimar b'deicha kal kolponim. You know, as Chassidim, we know that when the Rebbe says a svari, and the Rebbe says it's b'deichek, for us it's not b'deichek. The Rebbe says, V'yesh leimar shegam ha-megilas Esther sever shemomen haribis u'nechshev l'momeni shel ha-malva. In other words, the Megillas Esther can also be understood in the context of the Rebbe's beer of this sikha. That everyone holds lukuli alma, that the money of ribis is really the malvas. And it's a mitzvah that he has to return it. But still, being that the gedder of the mitzvah, as the Rebbe was mechadish, is that although it's really my money, the malva, but Hashem said, go give it back to the person that you took it from. He gave it to you willingly. But I'm telling you, says the Eibishter, you go give it back to the person who you took it from. Says the Megillas Esther, Eibazei, it has a gedder just like Hashavas HaGzela. In Achanami, it's different in the sense that Hashavas HaGzela, the Nigzal or the Nignav, has really money in my pocket. And here he doesn't have money in my pocket. That's true. But Legabe, the Chiv of Hashava, in both cases, I have to return the money to him. Because the halacha is, like this Shita, not like the Shita Sagenim, that it's not just a Chiv Klap Mishmaya to give the Eibishter money. The Chiv is to go give the money to the person who you took it from. In that way, it can be Nichlal in the Chiv of Hashava Sagzela also. Because once there's a pasuk that says v'chei achicha imach, that you should return ribis, it doesn't have to be nechshav as a mitzvah bifnei atzmei, because it could be the mitzvah, because it could be nichlan l'ashavas hagzela, which the teichin is to return the money to that person who I took it from him. It's b'meila liachri kol zed. The Rebbe comes back to what we started with and saying that therefore comes out how according to all days, the gather of ribis is not that the money really belongs to the loiva. Rather, the money became the malva's, and there's a mitzvah for the malva to give it back to the leva. And Eibazei, Elamai, there was two ways to learn that mitzvah. Is it klap ishmaya, or it's a mitzvah to give it back to the person? And that was the machlekes of the Ga'inim and the Shittas HaRambam and Shittas HaHalacha. But Lekuli Alma, the Rebbe is telling us, the money really belongs to the malva. That's the Yisoid of the Rebbe's beer later in the Sicha, that therefore Lenochri Sashich for a goy, you should take it, because since that money really belongs to you, so a Yid has the ability and therefore responsibility to take that money from the goy and be Mevarer it as well. Just to be Mosif, that in Ha'ara 23, the Rebbe goes into another Diyun, which is Machlekes also, of really Machlekes Ho'achreinim and Pshat, and the Rebbe brings a lot of Mar Mikemes. It's based on Rishonim, but that's the shaila of what if there's an actual heftza, a chefetz of ribis, that the malva has in his hand, that he has a chiv to return to the leva. Is that considered, no, it's a chefetz that's ba'en, is that considered mumin? The chefetz belongs to the leva, or does it belong to the malva? And he brings that there are those that say that in that case, it does belong to the leva, because the chefetz is ba'en, which I took from him and have to return it to him. But that everybody brings the other achrenim argue on that as well, and it brings a number of marmekemis. That's for a different discussion, and mirza Hashem another time.